Welcome to the Be Happy Now show. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. I'm Claudia Sam. If you know that you're here for a bigger reason, this is the place to be. Together, we ditch the self-care guilt and quit the go, go, go with less fear and more trust. Tune in to living life in alignment with your full potential. The Be Happy Now show starts now.
Hi, welcome. I called this show today the number one reason your priorities don't work and you feel behind. So if you're here, it's that maybe you feel behind. Maybe you feel like you've fallen behind on any project you're taking on whether it's your health, whether it's a certification, whether it's something you said you'd do for someone, and you feel behind. And we're going to talk about why is it that sometimes we just don't seem to get on top of the things we said we would do. It's like if the list of priorities just changes and it makes us feel like, well, wait a minute, I feel like I'm off track. Does that resonate with you? Well, I'm Claudia Sam. I'm your soul connection coach. And if sometimes you feel also like there's a tornado of circumstances around you and it contributes to you falling off track on your way to living life with a calmer mind, a happier heart, and a better work-life balance, then this episode is really for you. We're going to uncover the part of you that feels like has fallen behind and the unhelpful thoughts that you entertain that might be blocking you from reaching your goals. Yeah, that's true. And before we get into it, we are now sitting on July 7th, 2022. And right now, I am offering the Tune In Self-Care Bingo Game so that you can release the guilt of putting yourself first and start having a little bit more fun with looking at the thoughts that are not serving you, feeling into your body, playing with your emotions, and allowing your view of self-care to shift from something else you have to do and instead just self-care is who you are. You get to be in an environment of self-care throughout the day. So if you're curious about that, the Tune In Self-Care Bingo is happening right now until July 15th. So you can sign up. It's $22. And you also get access to me during the weekdays. And you get to be coached and supported through anything that might be holding you back and feeling like you're part of this tornado and you're falling off track. So this is really an invitation to come back feeling like you're on your way to where you want your health, your life, your mind to be at. Go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com/play. Cool. So what part of you makes you feel that you're behind? Is it your mind filled with old conditioning and beliefs making you think that there's one right way to show up? Or is it your heart making you feel like you belong and like you're worthy of showing up in your life just as you are? For example, if you're taking a course or you're in a program to align with your purpose, say you were taking my Tune In program, there are modules and you get to watch videos and have audio messages. And the method, there are three foundational steps in the Tune In program. And this was created, I created it so that when you're done the Tune In program, you have a really solid foundation of who you are, of where you want to go, of how to live life with your passion and with your purpose. You feel like you're emanating from that inner confidence that's within you. And if you join the Tune In program, you're probably wanting to live life on purpose. You might feel like you're here for a bigger reason, but you don't know how to unblock the stagnant energy preventing you from actually living that life. And so when people feel like they're falling behind, let's say you feel you're taking that program and you're falling behind, it might be because of the modules. And you might be like, oh, I'm trying to catch up. I want to take on all the modules. And just so you know, they're very easy and they don't take much time. But the tornado of circumstances of things that happen in our lives, whether it's a dog that pees on the carpet in your office, true story that happened yesterday, or someone doesn't show up to a meeting, or there's traffic, or whatever circumstances, the weather, not enough money. Those are all things outside of you that can contribute to you making decisions. You can either choose to make decisions from the heart, from your, I want to live my life on purpose vision. From that place, you can make a decision, or you can make a decision based on the circumstances around you. So it's like being overpowered by that tornado and letting those circumstances take over. When if for example, you're in the tune-in program and you feel behind, it might be that you made up the rule that you have to follow the modules to be on track. But the real thing here, it's not the modules. It's you committing to your vision. It's you knowing that you are working towards more confidence, towards living life with your passion. And therefore, that might make you feel like you're disappointed in yourself because you really want to get there. So my invitation for you is to just notice when you feel behind. Is it the part of you that wants to use the tornado of circumstances as an indicator of where you are? Is it the part of you that is attracted by the outside circumstances that feels behind? The part of you that thinks that there is this specific one right way, for example, following the modules one after the other would be the quote unquote right way, because when we go to school, we're told you have to do this homework so that you can get the grade. So the tune-in program is made so that our ego mind can kind of go, oh, right, I have a track, I have a plan, I have a focus, I have a direction. But really, in the end, it's about you connecting to that vision instead of the outside tornado of the rule that it needs to go that specific way with all the modules. You get to tune in to your vision, to your heart, to that confidence you're wanting to access, because the modules are meant to help you in a way that it can support a foundation for you. But what if after module one, you just need to reintegrate module one again? That is fine. This is where you get to play with making your own rules. You get to play with making your own rules. The tune-in program modules or any other course or program that you're taking, it has a structure to help the ego. But really, especially when you work with me, you get to let your soul and your heart lead the way. And if module two gets to be done after module four, that is your way and that is fine. The suggestion of the foundation of the tune-in program is a suggestion, and it can help you drive yourself forward, but you don't have to make it that so that you feel unworthy if you're quote unquote falling behind. Does that make any sense? So I'm going to ask the question again. What part of you makes you feel that you're behind? Is it the mind or is it the heart? Okay. Did you set the goal? Also, this is something that many people, a lot of my clients will come in and they will, at the first discussion that we have, there will be a time when I ask them, what is it that you want? And it's going to be quote unquote surface level desire. It's going to be from a place of, well, I just want to feel better. Then we dig and we dig and we dig. And the real reason, one of the reasons is I want to stop being afraid to be seen. I want to be supported. I want to feel supported in my life. That is way more truthful to a soul than I just want to feel better. So when you are setting a goal for yourself, whether it's living life on purpose, whether it's getting that certification, whatever goal it is, from what intention, from what energy are you setting that goal? Another example is, one of my clients the other day said, okay, I have to make it a practice to set intentions every day. I said, but that sounds like you're putting so much pressure on yourself to set intentions every day. What if that's not what your soul wants for you? What if that's not your path? What can open up here? What's the possibility? Is there something else than intention setting to help you feel more in the present moment? Ah, yes, there is. And there she was saying that she wants to go out in nature. She wants to connect with affirmations, because with affirmations, she's able to tune into the feeling instead of forcing herself to set intentions. So when it feels like we're falling behind, sometimes it's because we set a goal that's not really the goal that we want, or we think that we're following a specific set of rules when instead we can make our own rules. So I'm going to ask you this. What in your life are you doing because you think you have to do it? What in your life are you taking on as an action because you think that you have to do it? It can be in your self-care and wellness practice. It can. It can be at work. It can be at home. For example, I have to do the dishes before my husband gets home. Okay. So, and sometimes this can be an excuse for, I don't have time to write. You know, if you're a writer, you want to write a book and you use the excuse of the circumstance of the have to do the dishes before my husband gets home. So I don't have time to write. Well, what if you go and you take the time to write because that's your passion that makes you live from a place of authenticity? What if you prioritize that instead of doing the dishes, and your husband actually connects with you being anchored in your authenticity and in your passion? Do you think that he would be mad, or would he understand that you are choosing your passion? You're not neglecting the dishes. You are choosing the order in which you get to live your life so that you're anchored in your purpose, and so that you don't feel behind on living life in a fulfilling way. This is what we do here on the Be Happy Now show. We flex our soul connection muscle so that we can be our own inner guides to fulfillment and purpose. So let's go straight to what I said we would talk about. The number one reason your priorities don't work. Number one reason your priorities don't work. Now, this is my number one reason. This is what I came up with today. This is what message I received in my intuition from soul and from positive energy source, wherever it came from, this information. You can have many other reasons why your priorities don't work, but this is one of the main ones that I see in my clients and that I see in myself too. You entertain a belief that your to-do list is the reason you don't prioritize yourself. The number one reason your priorities don't work is that you entertain a belief that your to-do list is the reason you don't prioritize yourself. Take the example I just shared about choosing to do the dishes instead of going to write, or going to meditate, or going to take a walk in nature, or just taking three deep conscious breaths because of the belief that you need to do the dishes before, you have to do it. That's a belief that you entertain, and you can change that. Okay? If you keep saying that all the things on the to-do list prevent you from prioritizing your needs, then be willing to change the belief to, my to-do list has nothing to do with me getting what I want. Can you say that with me in your body? Feel it. My to-do list has nothing to do with me getting what I want. Because it doesn't. You can choose to believe this right now. Nope, has nothing to do with me getting what I want. I no longer will put the blame on the to-do list or on all the other things that I think I need to and have to and should do, because you are at choice with what you do, but you are at choice with what you believe. You really are at choice with what you believe. I'm going to give you another example. There are three dogs in my house. Two of them I've known for a long time, and one is a puppy. They're my family's dogs. And well, yesterday, the puppy peed on a carpet in my office. And while I was on a call, the puppy started howling and making all the noises. I had to stop the call. I was in all my emotions. This is the tornado that I was referring to earlier. That's the tornado that I could have let take over my day, or I could choose to believe differently. instead of, because those thoughts came, the dogs are ruining my life. That thought did come. If I entertain it, if I keep it up, if I say it to people, if I call people up with the anger of the dog peeing on my rug and then saying, they're ruining my life. If I was entertaining this, just like when we get in all these emotions, if you are saying it to everyone, you're calling, you're texting, that is entertaining the anger. That is participating to the tornado. Okay, that is turning up the boiler so the water boils. The more we add heat, the more it boils. It's the same thing with an emotion. It's the same thing with a belief. The more we turn it on, the more it's true. So for your body to detach from that belief, for you to stay in the eye of the tornado, not be affected by it, you get to change the belief. So whatever it was for you, if the belief that you entertain was that your family is the reason you don't prioritize yourself, you can change the word to-do list here, right? You entertain a belief that you're, insert what it is for you, the reason you don't prioritize yourself. Change that to my, insert what it is for you, has nothing to do with me getting what I want. Try it and get curious about what possibilities are opening up for you. So for me, I changed yesterday the thought that you heard that I'm not going to entertain again. And I decided to say, oh, wow, this is perfect, because now, so while the call was canceled, I got to really fully understand that this is an opportunity for me to reach out to someone else. I actually got a beautiful connection out of the call that ended. I felt my energy shift because I decided not to dwell on the anger. I did process my emotions, don't get me wrong. And from that place, there was a totally different energy. Totally different energy. The dogs are not ruining my life. The dogs are not ruining my life. I'm going from one thought to the other, and then it gets to be even more positive as we go. The dogs are amazing. The dogs are helping me live in flow. See how I shifted? I moved up the thoughts from the dogs are ruining my life to the dogs are not ruining my life to, wow, the dogs are amazing. The dogs are full of joy. The dogs love me. I love the dogs. The dogs allow me to live in flow and in balance. Okay, so you get to do that with anything. You get to choose to anchor back into the heart, into your essence of who you are. Remember, if you're here, it's because you know that you're a soul in a human body. You know that you're here for a bigger reason, to access that part of you. Okay, that part of you that yearns for more, that yearns for more meaning. That means that you get to access your heart and you get to detach from the tornado. You get to turn the boiler down. You get to not feed the thoughts of anger that make your priorities not work. Because when we focus on entertaining that there's something at fault from us prioritizing ourselves and getting out in nature or meditating or breathing or having time alone, whatever it is that you want, when we blame something else, we're just not taking full responsibility for change. We're not taking full responsibility for our lives, and we're letting the tornado take over. You get to be at choice here, okay? So I have a few questions for you as soul connection coaching questions so that you can tune in, maybe journal, and allow yourself to be curious with, how can I change my priorities, okay? So that you can, yeah, really know what a priority is for you. Are you ready? I'm going to take a sip of water. What is a priority for you? First question, what's a priority for you? What's a priority for you? Now, for me, a priority is silence. Silence is such a priority for me. That whenever I can tune into silence, this is also the activity, whatever's a priority. Can you fully be in the experience when you do get it, when you're in it? Can you enjoy it? If I'm in silence outside in nature and it feels so luxurious, but I take my phone and I start scrolling on social media, I'm not honoring what's a priority for me. So what's a priority for you? Second question, are you your own priority? Are you your own priority? And maybe you're not. That's okay. We're not here to judge, okay? We don't want to make you bad or make you wrong. We're just being aware. Okay, we're just kind of laying the foundation. Are you your own priority? Do you want to be your own priority? Even if you have kids, you get to be your own priority first. That's a choice too, though. Is your self-care and your well-being a priority? Is your self-care and well-being a priority? If you were to go on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being, yes, you are your own priority, you're important, you put yourself first, 0 or 1 being, not at all. Maybe 5 is like, yep, I'm working towards putting myself a priority and I'm getting there. I just have some work to do, but I'm aware of it. Where are you on the self-care and well-being being a priority meter? The other question in link with our, in direct link with our topic today, have you really fallen behind in what you wanted to do? Have you really fallen behind? Or is that just the ego trying to find the places where it's not enough? Have you really fallen behind? The small successes and the small celebrations is where you get to open up and you get to remember why you are on your way to where you're going. Okay? So have you really fallen behind, or is the ego making up a story? That can help alleviate stress as well. Okay? Do the things I think, okay, for you, do the things you think you've fallen behind on bring you closer to who you are? Do the things you think you've fallen behind on bring you closer to who you are? For example, if you have a pile of laundry at home and you're like, man, I'm falling behind on the house tasks. You know, if you're like, yeah, are the house tasks helping you to be closer to who you are? Probably not. Or maybe you get to decide that. So that can be an indicator, right? If you feel like you're falling behind on things that don't align with where you want to go or who you really are at a soul level and your passion and your purpose and what you want to enliven, well, then maybe it could not be a priority. What do you think? It can be just a little bit lower on the priority list and you could put yourself back up. And by the way, if you want a 3-step audio guide to help you put yourself first at the top of the to-do list, go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com/ I'm important. And just, you'll watch, there's a quick video on the I'm important meter, and you can kind of do the same type of activity as what we just did on the scale of 1 to 10. And you can download my free 3-step audio guide. So go do that. I have a few more questions for you. Are you relating to yourself and self-care as a real priority? Okay, kind of comes back to the same stuff. Are you relating to yourself and self-care as a real priority? Are you willing to change the belief you have about that if it's not? Are you willing to make a new rule and commit to showing up with conscious breath? Okay, are you willing to make a new rule and commit that showing up with conscious breaths every day, it's enough to make you feel on track and like you're not falling behind at all? I'm going to say that again. Are you willing to commit that showing up every day, focusing on conscious breathing in your body, can you commit that that's enough for you to feel on track and not like you've fallen behind at all? Let's do that right now. Exhale everything through the nose. Feel the breath in as you inhale. Feel the belly expand. Roll the shoulders back. Exhale, relax your face. Relax your shoulders. Relax the belly. Inhale again. Feel the belly, the lower back. Rise the breath through the upper body and exhale out. Last breath. Inhale. Feel the hair inside the nose as you breathe in. Exhale, feel the warmer air that comes out through the nostrils. That's it. three conscious breaths brings you back to what truly is your priority. It allows you to clear your mind. It allows you to arrive right here, right now, detach from the tornado, turn the boiler down, access your heart, tune into what really is your priority so that you don't feel like you're falling behind. Because when you are tuned into you, when you are tuned in to who you are, to what's important to you, then it's so much more easy. It's so much easier to make decisions in alignment with what your priorities are. That's what I do with my clients, help them focus on what's a priority for them. So whether you wanna find a new job, you wanna be a writer and write a book, you wanna expand your yoga practice, you wanna flex your soul connection muscle and just be a better person, live a better life, whether you just wanna find more health in your body and stop feeling like a victim of the pain in the body, whether you're going through a divorce and you want to find the empowerment and the confidence within yourself to rise and be your own person, full of confidence and self-love. That's what the Tune In program is for. Okay, so go to tuneinmethod.com. Tune In program or tuneinmethod.com. The links are all in the show notes. And we get to have a heart-to-heart so that we can see where you are in the Tune In method. And we get to kind of map out a vision. You get to share with me what your vision and I can help you map it out. No strings attached. Okay. Tuneinmethod.com. Thank you so much for being here. And remember, you get to make your own rules. You get to get out of the head, out of the tornado. Let the circumstances be circumstances that don't affect the alignment and the anchorage that you have with who you are, with your soul, with your essence. You are worthy of getting what you're here to be, who you're here to be. You are worthy of reaching your goals. And it starts by three conscious breaths. See you again soon.
You've been listening to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. Tune in live every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. You are worthy of being you and of connecting to what stops you from living the life you are meant to live. Access more soul connection coaching at claudiasamcoaching.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.